Okay, let's begin our discussion of Bikurim Daf Yutes, 19th Daf here in Maseches Bikurim, as we have a couple of Dafim left to the second Perek, and then we get to the third and final Perek of Maseches Bikurim and Seder Zeraim. So we are on Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are now discussing the last Mishnah. Remember, we went through all three permutations, right? Two out of three, what did the two have? And the third one doesn't have Truma, Bikurim, Maaser Sheni. And then we went into this last Mishnah, also said, this is Maseches Bikurim, after all. So what is unique about Bikurim as compared to the other two? In the positive, not just what does Truma and Maaser have that Bikurim doesn't have, what does Bikurim have uniquely? And that's what we spoke about in yesterday's Mishnah. It is nikne b'mechuber lekarka, and that meant, according to most mefarshim, that it is a designated b'mechuber. Right? Almost everything else is designated after you've processed it, after you had gemar malacha, challah, after you've made the dough. But here, bikurim is right at the beginning. Maseches Shabbos. That's nikne b'mechuber lekarka, which reflects something unique. As we get towards the end of Seder Zeraim, we could reflect this also. Bikurim is the last one in Zeraim, and maybe it's not for nothing, right? The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, when the Gemara discusses the six Sedarim, the pasuk in Yeshayo, which is the source for the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, right? The Gemara quotes Reish Lakish. So we know that pasuk in Yeshayo is the source for all of the names of the Sedarim, right? Emunah Zeseder Zeraim, Itecha, the times, Zeseder Moed, Chosen, Zeseder Zeraim, Chosen, which has to do with family and children, so that's Nashim, that's family issues. Yeshuo, salvations, Zeseder Nezikin, because by Nezek somebody is a victim and has to be saved. Yeshuos, and then Chachma and Taas is Kachamatar, is a certain type of wisdom. But the first one I didn't explain. Emunas Zeseder Zeraim. So what's that about? Emunas Zeseder Zeraim. Why is that reflected by Emuna? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, why is it called Emuna? Because all of this Seder teaches us how much we have to rely on each other. You go somewhere, you have to trust that the person took off Trumas and Maisris and Maaser Sheni and Chala and Zat Arla, right? So all of this is, so Emuna is in each other. That's Rashi. Emunas, says Rashi on this Gemara, Emunas Sha'al Emunas Ha'adam Somech Lahafrish Masros of Karoi. Right, you rely. Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, Shabbos. No, Emunah means if you're a farmer, you have to trust that things are going to grow, right? All other areas of Parnassa, it all comes from Hashem, but it's much easier for us to think that Kochi Votsam Yadi, Asalei Zechai Lazeh. I did the deal, and I went to school, and I'm a great doctor, and a lawyer, and dentist. I do it. But a farmer, clearly, he puts stuff in the ground, and you got to rely on rain. You have to rely you have to be mamin b'chay olam in vizorea, right? That's definition. So bikurim is the only mitzvah in this whole seder that we do before things grow. As it starts to grow, who says it's not going to get ruined? Who said there's not going to be a crazy wind and blow all the tiny little blossoms off of the tree and nothing's going to grow? So bikurim is a reflection of this emuna more than any of the others. But that's Tosfos right here, Shabbos Laman Aleph, Shemamin B'chai Ho'olamim Vizoreya. I'm Mamin that it's going to rain, that you're going to bring me, Im Shema Tishma Mitzvosai, Nesadim Matar Tzachem Be'ito. So that's the, in terms of Bikurim. So Bikurim is Bimechubar. And it is, a person can make his whole field Bikurim. Right, this is just reviewing. Right, he can make his whole field Bikurim, as we said. There's no limit. That's what the Mishnah Rishona said is the pshat of the earlier line in the Mishnah of Ein Shir to Bikurim. Right, Bikurim and Truma both have a Shir midrabanan. So how could the Mishnah say earlier that Truma has a Shir and Bikurim doesn't have a Shir? Right, they both have a Shir midrabanan. Fine, Maaser Sheni has a Shir midaraisa. But what's the difference? So we have the different pshatim given, but the Mishnah Rishona said maximum. maximum. Truma has a maximum shear. You cannot give your whole field as truma. While bikurim, you can give your whole field as truma, as a bikurim. Right? There is no maximum shear. And just a thought that we mentioned a week ago, but I thought I'd review it because it's such a crucial thought. Why is that? Why can I give my whole field bikurim and I can't give my whole field truma? Why is that? So that was the thought of the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, on the Pasuk in Kisavo. We said this, if you remember, because we had earlier in the Masechta, on the Mishnah that says you only have Bikurim from Shiva Saminim. How do you know that? How do you know it's only from Shiva Saminim? Because it says, Mei Reishis Vol Kol Reishis. Lakakte Mei Reishis Kol Priya Adama. So, asks the Maharal, why did the Gemara Darshan, Mei Reishis Kol Priya Adama, to exclude other than Shiva Saminim? By all the other, we had a similar type of limud by Truma and by Chala, made to teach me that you can't give your whole field Truma. And you can't give your whole dough challah, right? So why don't you have a parallel limud by bikurim? Says the Maharal, right, related to another difference in halacha, as this Mishnah mentions, because truma and challah have to be matirim. The point is that before you take it, it's tefel, and when you're mafresh it, so then that's matir the rest of the dough, or matir the rest of the grain. But if you have nothing to be matir, then that's anti-definitional. That it undermines its definition. It has to be matir something. And that's why you can't give your whole field as truma and challah, because then it's not being matir anything. It just is the gift and you give it to the Kohen. Bikurim has no such requirement for its definition. Bikurim is a matir anything. If I never take off bikurim, it's matir anyway. Right? Bikurim is not osir tevel. Nowadays we don't bring bikurim. Right? Bikurim is not osir anything, and therefore Hafrash's bikurim is not matir anything. And therefore, you could give your whole field as bikurim, because it doesn't have to be a matir. That's the amazing thought. Again, we've said it in the past, but he formulates it in the Gur Aryeh in Kisavo. Umashalo darshu kein bikurim, kamosha darshu gabi chala, lafisha bikurim einon tsrichin. I put in the Lashonos of Matir. I made it a little more like Lumdus. But he says it. He says it. Lefisha bikurim, einam tzrichim liftar es shar hapri. Derachmana karye, bikurim. Ratzalom arshanase bibchar. Bikurim just means firsts. So no matter how much you give, that could be firsts. Lo talya rachmana rakshu bikurim. Aval chala v'chein truma, tzorach shihe poter as hashirayim. Lefisha shneihem nikroim hafrasha v'harama b'lashon truma. Shua means shemeirim min hashar. Vim ein sham shar, ein kan chala v'ein kan truma. V'zeo hefresh bein chala v'truma. That's the difference. Ubein bikurim. V'raya lazeh shapeiris einam tevel kolim shafresh bikurim. All of these fit together, as we just said. The fact that it's tevel or not, the fact that you could give it, make the whole field bikurim or not, the fact that there's a shear, maximum shear, all of those. Imkein ein afrashasam liftar as hashirayim. Avachala v'truma hashem tevel kodem afrashas shalahem. Misakin as hashirayim. V'mein kan shirayim klau, ma yisakin. Lefichach lo mistaver klau. Chazal didn't want to darshan bikurim. Shem asa kol sadeh bikurim. Shalei bikurim. Din bikurim rak reishis pri adama. V'imkein im asa kol sadeh bikurim. Sof hu reishis pri adama. Lakaka bechala truma reishis degancha reishis arisosechem reishis. That's they darshened, but God bikurim they did not darshen. Okay, so that's the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh there in Kisavo, relating to these unique halachas of bikurim. So bikurim is even mechubar. Bikurim is you can make your whole field bikurim. Bikurim is your chayav bachrayas. Until bikurim gets to the harabayas, you're responsible. If something happens, you have to substitute. Unlike truma and the others, where once you're mafreshit, then it's done. Even though there's a mitzvah of nesina, which if it gets destroyed, you won't be able to fulfill. But still, that is enough, what you did. And also it needs the last four, carbon shear, tenufa lina. The last four mentioned in the Mishnah, you have a special carbon that's brought with the bikurim. Unlike truma and chala, truma and maaser sheni have no carbon. They have no carbon. Bikurim is a carbon accompanying with it a special song, a shear. We'll have to see what the shear means. We shown and discussed. Does shear mean a special song during the carbon? Or does shear mean, as we learned in the third parak, when everybody starts singing as the Mevi'e Bikurim come into Yerushalayim? Everybody starts singing and getting excited about the Bikurim that are brought. That maybe that's what shear means. But either way, neither of those apply to the others. Tenufa, the waving, and Lina, sleeping over. And the Rambam says, if you remember, the seven items, the Rambam said yesterday, we read at the end of the third parak of Bikurim, the seven items that are required by Bikurim. Then the Mishnah mentioned what's unique about Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is a little bit like Bikurim and a little bit like Truma. Once we're talking about uniquenesses of various halachas in Zerayim, so we quote that too. And then we started quoting the psukim that are the basis. So we spoke about the pasuk for Mechubar, we spoke about the pasuk for Osa Kol Sadeu. So now on the top of Yutasim and Aleph, V'chayavin Bachriyusan. And once Chayav Bachriyus, meaning if it gets lost or something happens to it before it gets to Harabayas, I'm responsible. Dichsiv. Where do you see that? Reishis Bikurian Mascha, you got to add in a word. Tavi. Right? Basically, you need to bring. And we dash from that word to bring, the Tamara Folda, Tavi Beis Hashem, Mashma Shechai Bachrayusan, Achiyu Bazara. Until they're in the Azara, we had earlier, is it the Azara? Is it Harabayas? We discussed a little bit then, because it's Book of Vilkem's Tame in the Azara. Vitun in Karban, Namar, where's the source for Karban? Namar Khan Simcha, it says here, by Bikurim Simcha Vesamachta Bechalatov, Vinamar Lahalan, and it says there, by Yantif, it says Vesamachta Bechagecha. It says Simcha there. Or others say it's not the Vesamachta Bechagecha pasik, but it's a different pasik by Yantif, Vesamachta Bechalatov. Right? Either way, a simcha, either by Yantif or by the carbon brought on Yantif. Ma simcha shenemar lahalon shlamim, afkan shlamim, just like the simcha by Yantif is accompanied by a shlamim, by the shalmei shlamim, shalmei simcha, afkan shlamim. So to hear, it has to be a shlamim. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. We know there are karbanos that need to be brought on Yantif. Right? There's an olas re'iyah that has to be brought, a carbon ola, that goes with my re'iyah, my mitzvah of being in the Beis HaMikdash, olas re'iyah, and a shalmei chagiga, and a carbon chagiga. Right? That's everybody has to bring. Hakol chayavin, that's the first parak in chagiga. Hakol chayavin, the first mission of chagiga. Hakol chayavin bere'iyah. Everybody is chayiv in the mitzvah of olas re'iyah, or maybe also as part of that ola regel. Chutz b'cher shot v'katam tutu v'androgonis v'nashim avadim shenim shechararim. Okay, all of those who are not. But in Olas Re'iyah, Beis Hill and the Beis Shammai and Beis Hill will talk about what each one has to be worth, the Olas Re'iyah and the Chagiga. Those two are required. But then you have something called the Shalmei Simcha. So Shalmei Simcha are Shlamim that just come to give you added Simcha. So the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah is that that's not a Chiyah. That just means if you don't have enough meat to serve everybody in the family, you should bring extra carbon Shlamim so everybody could enjoy themselves on Yantif, the Shalmei Simcha. If you look in the Mishnah, in the first parak in Chagiga, in the Bavli on Dav Zayinim Abayz, the Mishnah says, Yisrael Yotzin Yidei Chavasan. Yisrael could be Yotze his Chiyav of these of Shalmei Simcha, right? With all the other karbanos they're bringing. B'nedarim, b'nedavos, u'maiser behema. Right? What if I save my maiser behema for Yantif time and I bring it? Fine, I can enjoy the maiser behema. Doesn't sound like you have to bring extra karbanos for shalmei simcha. You have an olas re'iyah, you have a karban chagiga, a shalmei chagiga, but a shalmei simcha, it sounds like, no, you can be yotz with all the other karbanos. V'kohanim b'chatos v'ashamos, the kohanim have all their chatas and ashams to eat, u'bibachar, u'bachazi v'shok, avaloba opas loba benachas. That's the Pashup Shat Rashi there in Chagiga, Nedar Menadavis, Shehis Nadvu Kalashana, Uksha Olin Li Yerushalayim Beregel, when we used to be Ola Regel, Mivin Osam, then if I was no David Karban, I bring it. I don't make a special trip, I bring it when I'm Ola Regel, Umakrivin Emureyen, and I are Makriv on the Mizbeach, the fats of the Karban, Vahabasar Nechalabailim. So Yotzeh Bemisham Simcha, that's the your Yotzeh. Any other Karban, the Kohanim could use their Chatas and Ashams, and the Yisraelim could use their Nadarma and Nadav is fine. So that's what the Pashup Shad is. If you look in the Rambam seems to say that you have a Chiyuv to bring a Shalmei Simcha, right, which is the limud here of a Simcha. So that's a little tricky where the Rambam got that from. The Rambam, both in the beginning of Chagiga and, Chagiga and Karbanos. But the Rambam, I'll read it here from the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says in Mitzvahs Aseh Nundalid, Shetzivanu l'shchot se... wrong one. Shetzivanu l'smoach b'regalim. Simchas regal. Simachta b'chagecha. V'yia mitzvah shlishes v'nashol shemitzvah n'ogas b'regal. V'inyan arishon haramos elav b'tzivui hu sheyakriv karben shlomim al kalpanim. This is a mitzvah of Simchas Yadiv, karben shlomim. It doesn't say this is the chagiga. V'eilu ha-shlomim no safim al shalmei chagiga. Veim nikram betalmud shalmei simcha umeakravas shlamim elu. And from this it says nashim chayavas besimcha. So it sounds like the Rambam is saying that you have a chiyuv to bring these shalmei simcha. Again, it sounds like from the Mishnah and the other Rishonim, no, it's just a hashlama. If you don't have enough food, then bring some other more shalmei simchas. But the Rambam seems to say that it is a chiyuv. It is a chiyuv here, and the Rambam also, beginning of Chagiga, shalosh mitzvos nisav Yisrael b'chol regal mishalosh regalim elu hein ariya shemar yirak hazachercha v'chagiga tochag l'shem lakecha v'asimcha shenemar v'sabachta b'chagecha ariya. That's the Rambam describes each one, and then later on hasimcha amura b'regalim u'she yakriv shlamim yeser al shalmei chagiga v'inan ikram shalmei simcha shemar v'sabachta shlamim yachalta shem v'sabachta v'lishem lakecha v'chulu. So you got to work that out, how the Rambam seems to say that there's a chiyuv of shalmei simcha, even though the Mishnah and the other Mefarshim seem not to say that. Okay, but that's the makar here. How do you know there's a chiyuv of karban by Bikurim? Because it says simcha by Bikurim, it says simcha by Yantif. Shir, how do you know you have to sing a song? And again, we said the two pshatim, what song means. Namar Khan, we're going to change the girsa. Tov. It says the word tov, this is the Mara Folda's girsa, by Bikurim. V'nemer lahalan, v'hinach, lahem, kishir, agavim. Right, the pasuk is in Yechezkel. V'hinach, lahem, kishir, agavim, yafei, tov, umeitav nagim. Right, so it says there also, it says the word tov by the pasuk in Yechezkel, it says the pasuk, the word tov here, by Bikurim, and therefore you say that, just like there it says shir, so too here. Utsnuf, it has to be waved. I bring the basket of Bikurim, and we wave it. The Kohen and me, we wave it together. The Kohen takes it, and he puts it down. But we learn from there, including that, it's not just that the Kohen takes it and puts it down, but we wave it together, right? Because it says the word Yad, mi Yadecha. It says the word Yadecha here, it says the word Yad elsewhere, beginning of Ayikra, Yadav Tiviena Lahanif, like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov darshins elsewhere, that yad is meant to include tznufa. Usually when we do tznufa, when we wave it in all directions, right? Like the lulav and elsewhere. We wave it in all directions. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about why we wave the lulav, but it could be for all tznufas. Why we wave in all directions. The Gemara in Sukkah, daf lamed zayin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, molech umevi, Lemisha ha'arba rucho shalo. Right, all directions, right? Recognition that Hashem is in charge of all the directions. Right? Kind of like the some say that when you say echad, and we say the dalet of echad, right, we're supposed to move our head a little bit. In all the four directions, Hashem is king. So that is Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yossi Barchanina, molech umevi kede la'atzar ruchos ros. Male umorid kedei la'atzar tilalim ra'im. Rabbi Chanina says, we do all these directions to try to protect yourself from the ruchos ros and the tilalim ra'im. So, this is an agadata, but is there something behind this machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan, who says, you wave, l'misha ha'arba rucho shalo, and Rabbi Yosef Chanina says, kedei la'atzar, so Rav Salvechik in the Rishima Shiurim is quoted as saying, Yeshnam, some people call this Navardik and Slobodka. Yeshnam shnei yesodos b'kabbalas v'malchus shamayim. There are two yesodos in Avodas Hashem. What do you focus on? Romamus haborei or shiflus ha'adam? Hashem is awesome or I'm so small? Which one? And we need the balance of the two. But what do you focus on? B'kriyashma mudgeshes gablus haborei. In Kriyashma, we reflect on the gablus of Hashem. Right, he's in charge of the rain, and he's right, you look in Vayim Shemoa. Ubitfila mut emes shiflas ha'adam betlusa belokim. The Amida reflects how much we are dependent on Hashem and the smallness of man. Gamba Rashanab Yom Kippur and Rashan Yom Kippur. Mudgashim Shnein Yon in Piyutim. We have two different types of Piyutim on Rashan and Yom Kippur. We have Kamo Melech Elyon, Madgishim Haromamus Shalamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and B'chol Ma'aminim, and Bahapiyatu Nasana Tokef Matim Shiflas Ha'adam. Right, machlokas he, my ikur ha-yesod shall tnufas kachim o nianu eluav. What's the ikur? Do we focus on romamus haborei, right, lomisha ha'ar barucha shalo, or do you focus on shiflas ha'adam, you know, how vulnerable I am, and that's why I have to say, kedei latsar, tzalalim ra'im, and Ruchos Ros. That's a little piece here in the Rishima Shiurim. And that's reflected, if you remember, by the Rambam that we quoted many times, the Rambam in Yesod HaTorah, Yud Yud, about when you look around at the world, you realize that brings you to Avad Hashem and to Yiras Hashem. You look around and you have a tremendous desire to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzama nafshi l'elokim l'kelchai, right? I realize how awesome the world is. And at the same time, the Rambam says, I feel like a birya shfela me'uta rechuk, all the different, like 10 different adjectives, how I'm a blip on the radar of the world. And right, shiflas ha'adam. That's exactly what's reflected by Tnufa. We continue. Valina. Lina, we sleep over. We sleep over. There's a halacha. When you bring a carbon, you're not allowed to leave right away. You have to sleep over. Dechseva fanisa v'boker, falachta lo alecha. The next morning, you leave. Ha kol haponos. Shata pone lo yu ele v'boker. Only in the morning. Only in the morning. Why only in the morning? Why do you have to sleep over? And put this on the list of bikurim like karbanos. Right? It's reflective. So if you look in the Ras Sirlio, bottom right. Vatam shiyehe nireh. Shemotzi manoach lakafraglo sham vikashalo prishaso. You're not running out. You're not running out of the Beis HaMikdash. You came here. It's not a burden on you. You know, you could stay overnight. Stay overnight. Ubinyan av l'chol riyas panim shechay v'olim b'Yerushalayim. Whenever you have a chiv of riyas panim, you have to sleep over. Right? You have to stay in... You can't run out. You run out, it looks like it's a burden, and it's like Malav Malko. Right? You can't run out. Can't run out of Shabbos. You have to appreciate it. It's interesting. Like every second, what reflects that every second of Shabbos, every Vihi Noam. Why do we add in Vihi Noam? So the Rama, I think, quotes to add on an extra few seconds. How long does Vihi Noam take? Right? Add on an extra few seconds. Right? Because I think the Yisod V'Shar Shavoda says, you know, we know that Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. Right? Everybody, all the neshamas get a respite on Shabbos. Right, and that's why at the end of Shabbos, that we say Tzidkas Chatzedek, and everything is closed. So the question is, so it opens after Shabbos. Which zman does the Gehenim in Shemayim hold off? Right, is it Rabbeinu Tam or what zman? Ramosha, Ramosha's Rabbeinu Tam, 50 minutes. So I think Bal Yisrael Vashar Shavoda says it's whatever zman you held off. Whatever zman you held off in your life, that's the zman that's held in the next world. So if you extend Shabbos, then you'll have an extension also in the next world. So again, we shouldn't be running out. Shouldn't be running out of Shabbos, out of the Beis HaMikdash, or even out of shul. Right? We know out of shul. That's halach and shulchan aruch. That's supposed to run out of shul. We're supposed to run to shul. At least as you get close. The shulchan aruch and simin tzadi in aruch hayim. Mitzvah larutz kishaholech labeis haknesses. V'chin l'chol dvar mitzvah. The shulchan aruch says. To mitzvah to run, right? Based on the Gemara, mitzvah to run to shul or to any dvar mitzvah. Afilu b'Shabbos she'asul of sopsi agasa. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to run. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prisha. Dikar aritz. If you're running out of your house and the shul is not for 3 blocks from now, you know, okay, that's nice for you, but the key is also to show other people. So the ikar haritza. So it's not just about you, it's about others. Should run. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Ad Pesach Beis HaKnesses. Ube Beis HaKnesses. Atzma Aser Lorotz. Once you get into shul, there's no running. No running in shul. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues, Avo Kishayetim Beis HaKnesses Aser Lorotz. When you go out of shul, it's Aser to run. You got to have a little lina in shul, to use our Lashonos. You gotta have, I'm not saying they have to sleep over in shul every time you're there, because then you'll never go home. But you gotta have a little lina in shul in order to show that it is not a burden. The Mishnah Berurah again says, this is only if you're leaving shul just to do stam business and to do all the things that you need to do. Kisholach la'asakav. Avalam yotzi amanas lachzar. If you're going out because you need to come back or you're running to go learn Torah, then you can run. But again, people have to know that. You'll have to know that. So again, at least the first few steps shouldn't be quick. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yona, Hada the Tamer Rabbi Sheni Mo and Karban. When do we say that you need a special makar for lina of bikurim? That's only if you don't have a carbon with you, then you have to stay over because of the bikurim. Aval yeshim on carbon, but as we said, bikurim usually comes with carbonos. So if you have a carbon with your bikurim, then obviously you don't have to stay over for the carbon. Below kachton lina machbas a carbon. Period. He tells about a tarla tamei. Next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser is a little bit like Truma, is a little bit like Bikurim. In what ways? So we said, Nitel ben Hatar Latame, Trumas Baiser could be taken min Hatar Latame, and we said that was connected to the next line of the Mishnah, because after all, there's no dinam in a mukaf. So there's no Xerah to Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yonah Amar Rabbisha, Fachad min Rabbanan. Rabbi Yonah, in the name of Rabbi Isha, and one of the rabbis, they each said one of the following statements. Chad min hon Amar, Zoso Meris, Shaperis Atameim, Chayim Bikurim. First of all, you get from this Mishnah implicitly that even if fruit become tameh, they're chayv bikurim. Because what does it say here? That you could be trumas meiser, you could be take min atar ala tameh, but bikurim you can't. Meaning, but it sounds like bikurim you still have a chayv to take. You just can't take min atar ala tameh. So that's the implicit line that you get from here. That peiros, even bikurim that are tameh, are chayv bikurim. What do you do with it? We spoke about earlier. If they become tameh late, then you throw it on the floor of the azara. Spoke about that. Recharana Amar and the other person said, you know what else you learned from this Mishnah? Meiser Rishon, Shekhtimu B'Shibol, and Padim B'Shuma Gadola. Because remember we said in the Mishnah, Trumas Meiser itself asers the Goren. Trumas Meiser. How do you have Trumas Meiser, you know, asering the Goren? Oh, didn't you already take off Truma before? It must be, no, you have a case of Trumas Meiser even before you took off Truma Gadola. How do you have that? If you did Meiser Rishon early. Then you have Trumas Meiser early, so this Mishnah also implies that Meiser Rishon that you took early before there was a Chiyuv, that works. And that pathos from Truma Gadola, there's no Chiyuv of Truma, as we learned earlier, the limud of that halacha. Good. We continue, says the Mishnah. Since the Mishnah in the previous Mishnah said, well, Trumas Meiser is a little bit like this, a little bit like that, a little bit like Truma, a little bit like Bikurim, so we quote another halacha that is a little bit like this, and a little bit like that. And we'll see a couple of Mishnayos here that have nothing to do with Bikurim. We're going to talk about Dam. We're going to talk about Koi. A couple of Mishnayos. But because we brought in Trumas Meiser, like Bikurim, like Truma, so we have something like this too. This one at least has to do with Zerayim. Esrog. Shavel li'ilam b'shlosha drachim u'liyarek b'derech echad. Right, we discussed this in earlier Zerayim issues. And Esrog has a unique status. Right, even though usually fruits and vegetables have different halachas, usually fruit always go by when they blossom. Right, how do you know what year? We know there's different trumas and maiseris. Right, 1, 2, 4, and 5 have truma and maiser rishon and maiser sheni. Year 3 and 6 have maiser ani substituted for maiser sheni. So you have to know what year fruit we're talking about. And Arla, you have to know, right, whether the first 3 years. And Shemitah, you have to know, because Shemitah, everything is Hefker. And there is no Chi of Trumas and Maestras. So you have to know what year things are from. So usually the rule is, fruit go by Chanata, when the fruit starts blossoming, is a little bit, and Yirakos usually go by Lakita, by when they're harvested, when they're cut from the ground. Right, that's Lakita. So, an Esrog, and it's described in Masechas Rosh Hashanah, because an Esrog has some characteristics of a fruit, and not just Esrog, citrus fruit have some characteristics of a fruit and some of a vegetable. So that's why it's a little different. Esrog, Shavu Ilam, B'Shlosha Drachim, is like a tree, like a fruit in 3 ways. Uliyarek B'Derech Echad, like a vegetable in 1 way. Shavu Ilan, it's like an Ilan, meaning you go after blossoming Ba'arla to determine what year of Arla, Uber Ravai, and determine the 4th year, Ravai, Uber Shvius, and determine whether it's a Shemitah fruit or not. But Uliyarek, and it goes by, it's like a vegetable for Maisras. Shebashas Lakita So Isura, which year of the Shemitah cycle is this for Shumas and Maisras? So you go by when it's harvested. Divrei, Rabban Gamliel, that's Rabban Gamliel, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out, how does that work? How could it be like both? That you go by Lakita for determining when you go for Trumas and Maestras. So what if you harvested it during Shemitah? So then it's a Shemitah, it goes by Shemitah, but what if the Chanata took place in the 6th year? Right, so what do we? How do you understand Rabbi Gamliel? The Gemara will talk about it. And by the way, also this Mishnah, implicitly also, it sounds like we're talking about on a Daraisa level. Is Esro, Chayv, and Trumas Maestras mi Daraisa? Oh, Rambam. Right, so again, it's another Mishnah that gives the impression, like the Rambam, that non-Dogan Tirosh V'Yitzar are also Chayim Shuvah Zemaisus Midaraisa. Again, the other Rishonim will say that, no, it means Darabanan. Okay. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Shavu Lilin Chodav, Rebbe Eliezer says, no, I don't buy any of this. An Esrog is like a tree. An Esrog is like other fruit. That's the way it is. So says the Gemara, how do you understand Rebbe Gamliel? Im Le'ilan Lama Le'erek. Im Le'erek Lama Le'ilan. How do you have a middle type of case? Right, that it's like, it contradicts itself. And we assume, for the first daf here, for the first amud, that we're talking about the same fruit. We're not talking about two different esrogim. We're talking about the same esrog. One esrog, in three ways, and in one way is like a vegetable. How do you put that together? So the Gemara says, Taman Amrin. So this is the case. Nichnas mishishas l'shvias. What if you have an esrog that was had chanata? It blossomed during the sixth year, but you harvested it during the seventh year, during Shemitah. So you take all the kulis. All the kulis. Hari hu lebailin ki'ilan. It's to the owner like a tree, meaning it's not hefker. It's not hefker. What do we say? It's like a tree for Shemitah. That means you go by chanata, and it's considered a sixth year fruit, and it's owned by the owner, and it doesn't have kedusha shvias. It's like sixth year for Shemitah, right? It doesn't have kedusha shvias. Upata mimaisrus kiyarek, but it's pata from maisrus like a vegetable, meaning because you harvested it during Shemitah, so it's pata from trumas and maisrus like a vegetable, right? As if because it was picked during Shemitah. So that's the case. The Gemara says, why do you go lakula and go from sixth and seventh? Right, Amar lon Rav Hamnuna, Amar in Debasra. Why don't you say a different case, though, like a latter case? Why don't you go seventh to eighth, which would be lechumra in both ways? Nichnas bishvius l'shminis, harehu hefker ki'ilan. Maybe you should say that it blossoms during Shemitah, so it's hefker and it's ownerless and it has kedusha shvius and v'chayv and maestros ki'erek. But it was picked during the eighth year, and therefore it's chayv and trumas and maestros. Meaning, why do you come up with why do you think that Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah is talking about a sixth, seventh year? Maybe it's a seventh, eighth year. And you don't go lakula in both ways, you go lachomer in both ways. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Vehefker chayabish b'maisris? The second that you say that you go by the Shemitah year and it's not owned by the owner and it has kedusha shvias, you can't say it's chayab and maisris. Those things don't work. You can't put that together, and therefore, it doesn't work. Period. That is all option one of understanding Gamliel, that it's a sixth, seventh year, not a seventh, eighth year. And we'll have to stop before Rabbi Yochanan to get into the next suggestion next time. Okay, we'll stop here.